Thank you. Thank you, Ambassador. And you are, as I said, most welcome here, and you can count on our support throughout your time here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Look, Excellencies, at this point, I want to turn to the main item of business before us today, which will be familiar to you all. This is the question of the adoption of the subsidiary bodies' reports. At the outset, if I can, just to contextualise the conversation, to recall paragraph 5 of the decision, which was contained in CD/2390. I'm going to quote it just for form's sake, because I think it does help to situate our conversation. It's not terribly long, so bear with me. It's as follows. The reports on the progress achieved, including any recommendations for continuing the substantive work of the conference on the agenda items and agreed on by consensus in subsidiary bodies, will be submitted by coordinators to the Conference on Disarmament through the President for adoption by consensus and due reflection in the annual report of the Conference on Disarmament to the General Assembly of the United Nations, unquote. I want to inform all of the members of the conference here today that the following reports, as you are aware, have been submitted to me, of subsidiary bodies, have been submitted to me for adoption by this plenary session of the conference, and they are as follows. One, subsidiary body one, cessation of the nuclear arms race and nuclear disarmament. This is contained in CD/2392. Two, subsidiary body two, prevention of nuclear war, including all related matters as contained in CD/2394. Three, subsidiary body three, prevention of an arms race in outer space as contained in CD/2393. Four, subsidiary body four, effective international arrangements to assure non-nuclear weapon states against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons as contained in CD/2395. And five, subsidiary body five, new types of weapons of mass destruction and new systems of such weapons, radiological weapons, comprehensive program of disarmament, transparency in armaments, as contained in CD/2396. Now, it is my intention, having received these reports, and in accordance with paragraph 5 of CD/2390, which I've quoted already this morning, to put those reports to the conference for adoption one by one. I'll then leave it to the succeeding presidency to duly reflect the adopted reports in the draft annual report of the conference. Now, if this is acceptable to all delegations, we will now proceed accordingly. I see the Russian colleague has asked for the floor. The Russian delegation, please.